I'm starting Perek Dalet. The name of the Perek is Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula. That doesn't mean we're going to be learning now Kol HaTorah Kula, but it means we're going to be learning about how every single word of Torah is contained within it. Kol HaTorah Kula. We've spoken a little bit about that. We've learned the subject of the Perek is the Achdus of Torah, the unity of all of Torah within Torah Shebachsav. Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, Achdusa Shel Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula. As always, it's important to say before that to learn Rav Kook, what we're learning is the explanation is only a hash'ara, an estimation, to try to figure out what he's saying. It's very, very hard to be certain of any of this. There isn't any perish. We have some Ara Mekaymis that were just brought down. We'll see in a little bit. We'll see Mitzvah, the photos that I think you still have, I hope. We'll be able to be helped by looking at some of the Ara Mekaymis that are brought down. But we're pretty much on our own, so it's really a hash'ara to try to have something of a taste of what Rav Kook is saying, but to say for sure that this is what he's saying is, I don't know. To say such a thing, it's very hard to know. Hahakara hagdola b'magama ha'elokis asher l'tayru. We've been learning so much about connecting the Torah de l'sata and the Torah de l'ela, the Torah below with the Torah above. So now Rav Kook tells us that when a person has this big hakara, he has a big way of looking at the Torah. He's no longer in that little way of Aleph Beis, in that little way of this word, this Mishnah. Of course, you learn to understand the same way you need to understand Aleph Beis. You need to understand exactly what the Mishnah is saying, what the Gemara is saying. But he has a broader picture of what Torah is about. Ha'akorah agdol megama ha'elokis asher l'Torah. Megama means an objective, a goal, a vision, a plan. When a person has this bigger understanding, a bigger recognition, understanding, and appreciation that there is a megama ha'elokis asher l'Torah. The Torah is not a book of just a book of laws. It's not just a manual. It's not a book of information. There's a plan. There's an objective. There's a goal. There's something very, very big that's going on with our Limud HaTorah. So Hakara Gdol B'Megama HaElokis Asher LaTorah V'LaNevuah U'LaRuach HaKodesh B'Chlal. The Torah to Nevuah is Nevi'im, Ruach HaKodesh, Rav Kook is speaking about the final part of Tanakh, the Ksuvim, Ruach HaKodesh. Of course, one needs to learn that sugya, that's itself a very, very big sugya. What's the difference between Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim? What's the difference between the level of Nevuah that we have in Torah Smaisha, and then the Nevi'im and the Nevi'im Rishonim, and then afterwards the Nevi'im Achronim, and then the Ksuvim, Ruach HaKodesh? It's a very, very big, important subject. A person who's able to, it's kedai to look at the Mefarshim, to look at the Radax, Hagdamah to Tehillim, and others from, many, many from that talk about these chulukim. That's not what we're going to go into now. But a person who has this bigger picture, that there's a plan here, there's an objective, and it's a megamet lekis, something that's godly in all of this. Mevias ha'machshava l'skiras ha'achdus shelhem. This naturally brings the thoughts of a person to try to understand, to take a look at, to see, to envision and to understand the achdus shelhem, the unity, the achdus that binds together the Torah, the Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, and Torah Shebaal Peh. Wants to understand the achdus. since there's a big megama lukis, the big thing is dveikus or vayis tidbak, that we should become attached to Hashem. That's the big picture. So naturally, a person wants to understand, how is it that this can be accomplished through Torah, through Nevi'im, through Ksuvim, through Mishnayos, Gemara? What is it that, what do they all have in common? What is it that they all share? What is it that binds every single word of Torah with every word of Navi and every word of Ksuvim and every word of Mishnah and Gemara? What is it that is the underlying thread that unifies all of Torah Hashem? When a person looks for this, when a person seeks to understand this, and we know how the tzaddikim, the kadmonim, like the Vilna Gaon and others, that when they learned Torah Shebach Sav, they always learned it together, Torah Shebach Peh, and they learned that it was to them all one big chefetz of Torah. We're not on a level to do such a thing. It was one big chefetz of Torah. V'nimtza sh'anevi'im v'aksuvim klulim b'Torah. When a person seeks to find the achdus that unifies all of Torah Hashem, then he sees very clearly, he realizes how the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim are all klulim b'Torah. That the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim are inseparable from Torah. When Yeshua begins at the end of Torah's Maisha, especially according to the view in the Gemara that holds that the last eight psukim were written by Yeshua, then Avdi Maisha Meis. And in the final, that's the beginning of the Navi. And the final words of the Nevi'im in Malachi is Zichu Torah Maisha Avdi. That the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim are Klulim B'Torah. Every word of the Nevi'im and every word that we find in Ruach HaKodesh and the Ksuvim, it's all Klulim B'Torah. It's all together and one with the Torah. V'Torah Emedes Klula U'Muchedes B'Dushas Hal Yayin. And the Torah itself is unified, is bound together with its higher Kedusha, the Kol Elokim Chaim. The Kol Elokim Chaim. With the voice of the living God. It's not an old paper, it's not an old document. Ksuvim are connected to Nevi'im. And the Nevi'im are bound, and the Ksuvim and the Nevi'im are bound to Torah. And the Torah is all the voice, the voice, the Kol Elokim Chaim, the voice of Elokim Chaim, of Hashem, who is still speaking to us, who is speaking to us right now. Shekol asher nishmosai chaya, whoever's soul is still alive, whoever has a neshama that's alive, whoever is listening, makshiv, who is able to pay attention to listen, v'shemei es hakol hagadol hazeh, and is able to hear this great voice, the voice of Elokim Chaim, in every single word of Ksuvim, of Nevi'im, and of Torah. When a person is not connected to that, and he doesn't see that which binds all together as being the Kol Elokim Chaim, he doesn't hear Hashem speaking to him. That's obviously that's what unifies Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, the Kol Elokim Chaim. So you might be reading something in Sefer Shoftim, or you're reading something in Sefer Melachim about some war and about people chopping each other's fingers off and stuff like that, like at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, sitting about Daini Bezek and the chopping off of his fingers, he's saying, I don't know what. This is like some storybook over here, Chlila, a storybook of that tells us about how these barbaric kings mistreated each other. And you read Sefer Yeshua, And you said, oh, no, this is all about a book of telling, you know, how to divide up Eretz Yisrael, and how this is a book of what, of geography, of topography, what is this? And how is it that from this story of this king chopping off the other king's hands, his fingers, how does that tell me anything about God? What's the Megamah Elokis? What is the great godly objective that's being revealed through this story about how these kings are going at each other? What's the Megamah Elokis? I don't see what's the Megamah Elokis in this. You tell me, you read to me something from Shashirim, and I understand, I learn a little Rashi, Chazal, I see this, well, it's very deep and very beautiful. One of the biggest problems people have learning Nach, and one of the main reasons why it's not being learned, there are a number of reasons, but why it's not being studied and learned thoroughly in the yeshivas, carefully, besides the whole thing that during the Haskalah would happen. I'm talking about nowadays, we're not have any maskilim. But no one's going to go off the derech by learning Tanakh. It's not. In those days, there was such a thing. And my father told me that when he was growing up, if you get caught learning Navi, they throw you out of yeshiva. So which, of course, got everybody excited about the possibility of learning Navi. So he used to try to hide and learn. My father said he had a chavrusa, they used to hide someplace, and they learned together some Navi. Can you imagine? So that was part of that. That was still the leftover of that world of the Haskalah and so on, where there were people who were not from who took up the study of Tanakh as a big thing, and there was always a fear that if you start to learn Navi that you're going to start to become chaverim with these people and you're going to end up leaving. So, but we're not. That's not what we're holding now. And yet, with the exception of some small circles, starting to pick up, things are changing a little bit. But with the exception of a few people and a few yeshivas and so, of course, Rav Kook's the Talmidim of Rav Kook, they learn a lot of Tanakh. Rav Kook was very strong about that. But to a large extent, it's not being learned. Certainly not in the Nevi'im Achrayim. It's very, very hard to learn. Who's learning? Amos, Treyasar, Habakkuk. When was the last time you met Esaim and Habakkuk? That wouldn't take so long. But to learn Habakkuk, to learn Navi. Much of it has to do with this problem that when a person is learning Navi, he doesn't see the Megamah Elokis, the godly picture. The picture of the Baruch Shalom doesn't come out from this. He doesn't see the picture of the Baruch Shalom. You can hear more in the Nevi'im Achrayim if you're a poetic person and you read it, you could find it inspiring and moving, even though you don't see the connection between one parak of Yeshayah, another parak of Yeshayah, one pasuk in Tehillim, another pasuk in Tehillim. I'm not talking about saying Tehillim, I'm saying to understand Tehillim. I don't see a connection. And in the parts of the Navi that have stories that you do understand, the story parts of Yeshua, Shaitim, Shmuel, Malachim, you don't understand, like, what is it that's over here? The feeling that you get is, I wouldn't do this kind of stuff. I don't know what's going on over here. What are they talking about? So because one does not recognize God, doesn't recognize the Baruch Shalom and all of these things, but instead only learns Navi, the memory that we have from Navi was learning Psukim. We did a little bit when we were kids in Yeshiva, a little Yeshua, a little Shaiftim, a little Shmuel Malach, just here and there a few minutes. It wasn't like a big limud, but the person, you see there's something which is separate from Hashem, separate from Tais Hashem. And you certainly are not tuned into hearing the Kol Elokim Chaim, to hear the voice of Elokim Chaim, of the living God who's speaking to you this moment from that Navi, from that Pasuk in Navi. There's some beautiful Svarim that have been coming out the past few years. you see that there are Yidden Talmidei Chachamim that are trying to be mechazik the limud of Navi. Rabbi Reisman in Brooklyn has been giving wonderful shiurim for many years in Navi, and there's a very very chashuv Yid, a big mashpir, Rav Binyamin Eisenberger, Logazun Zayin, that he's been giving to Chevra and Borough Park. There's a chabura, strong chabura that they're learning Navi. And that these Yidden are showing inside Navi what the Nevi'im are telling us, and to be able to hear the kolokim chai coming out from every pasuk in Navi. Things are picking up, Baruch Hashem. But overall, there is this sense of distance when it comes to Nevi'im Ksuvim, and even when it comes to Torah. Let's face it, once it gets past Bereishis, and then the first part of Shmais, you know, once you get to Parshas Mishpatim, then it's whoa, 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 whoa. And after that, it's like you can't wait to get like the occasional, there'll be some story like in you know, Balaischa or something, Kairach, Balak. You're looking forward to meeting Kairach and Balak, you know, some story, something interesting here, and Raglim and Parshas Shlach, but Vayikras, I'll be right. So, a person doesn't hear the kol lekim chai. He doesn't see the megama. He doesn't see the big picture. The megama lekis, and he doesn't sense the achdus that binds together all of these holy words that came down to us from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But a person shekol hashem nishmasa chaya umakshiv chaya, where a person has a lebedik in the neshama. It's listening. Makshuv v'shemeya sakol hagadol hazeh. He's able to hear this big, big voice of Hashem. The big voice of Hashem calling to him from that pasuk. What? This pasuk is talking about how this king killed that king? From that pasuk, the Baruch Hashem is calling to me? Yeah. I don't know how that's possible. What are you talking about? A person who has in the shmos achay a makshavu b'shemeyas hakol hagadol hazeh is able to hear the kol hagadol, the big voice of Hashem, the same voice that said Bereishis and said Anoich Hashem Elokecha, is saying this pasuk, is saying these words. Ha hoylech uvokea b'chol atar kula. That's hoylech uvokea. It's going and it's vokea means exploding. Breaking through. B'chol atar kula. No exceptions. Not one pasuk is not in this cheshbon. There's not one word, not one pasuk that's not in this cheshbon. But Knesset Yisrael l'chol d'arisa, but the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael, the essence of Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, l'chol d'arisa, in all of her generations, Makiri, even though this individual Jew might not, this individual person might not, but Knesset Yisrael, L'chol Derezeh, Makirihi recognizes as HaYisayid HaGadol Hazeh, Shel Achdusa Shel Torah, recognizes this big, big Yisayid, this big Yisayid of Achdusa Shel Torah, of the oneness of Torah, Achdusa Shel Torah. Umizdabek is hibay, and Knesset Yisrael attaches herself to this. B'chol liba, with all of her heart, b'chol nafshim, with all of her soul. Yodasi, Knesset Yisrael knows. Yodasi, Sheteres Hashem Tmima. We'll talk more about each of these things. Sheteres Hashem Tmima, the Torah of Hashem is perfect. Tamima means it's the whole thing is perfect. It's all one. Tamima means perfect, not just that it's great. Perfect meaning that it's all absolutely one, without anything missing. And Knesset Yisrael knows this. Yadas, he should teres Hashem Tamima. Yada shetamsis nishmasa, and Knesset Yisrael knows that the tamsis, the essence of her soul, the soul of the Jewish people, hamuchedes, that is unified. In this world, it's Moshe, Yaakov, it's Chaya and Sarah, it's different people. But Knesset Yisrael means that mitzias in which all nishmas Yisrael are one. The same way that every word of Torah is connected to every single word of Torah, all the other words of Torah, and the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, it's all one. So too, in this world, we have Shishim Riba Nishmas Yisrael, Oisius L'Torah, Shishim Riba Oisius L'Torah, Yeh Shishim Riba Nishmas Yisrael, everything seems to be separate. This person from that person, this Pasuk from that Pasuk, this idea from that idea. But in the root of Knesset Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael knows, just like in that root she knows, that every Jew is absolutely one with every other Jew. Not some nice way to say solidarity. But the Etzem is one, Knesset Yisrael, and the root of Knesset Yisrael, it's clear that every single thing that Torah is, it's all one. It's all Hashem. It's all the Kol Elokim Chaim speaking to us. When we daven, we speak to him, and when we learn Torah, he's speaking to us. And the Kol Elokim Chaim. Yadash Tamsis Neshmas Umuchedes Novasi. The Knesset Yisrael knows that the essence of her soul, that is one. Novasi Me'or HaMu'uchad. Where does it come from, the soul, that unified soul of the Jewish people? It comes from the Or HaMu'uchad, the Shal Torah Sem Ezo. From that one light, from that unified one light of this Torah's emes, of this Torah of truth. She'or Hashem Echad, the light of Hashem Echad, Mefiyaba, appears in every word of Torah, of Hashem Echad. The light of Hashem Echad is shining out of every word of Torah. Bivlita Mechuveres, to be boiled means that it's standing out. Bavlita Mechuveres means clear and obvious, standing out, bursting out. Be'ishchayr al gabi eish levana. He's referring to a very deep thing that we know from Chazal and the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that the Torah is written black fire upon white fire. The letters of the Torah, the black fire, and the parchment is the white fire. And those people who have a neshama that's alive, they're able to, and these people who are connected to that shayrish of Knesset Yisrael, which is Echad, and Hashem Echad, they're able to see, like the kohen would see by the Urim V'Tumim. Everybody else would look at the Urim V'Tumim, you wouldn't see, what would you see? You'd see a nice thing, you wouldn't see anything. And with the kohen, it's a b'china of Ruach HaKodesh, but the kohen would look at the Urim V'Tumim, you would see the letters popping out. The letters shining out, and he would know what it meant. Yehudi Allah, he would see what it means. A person's neshama is chayah, he looks at the oasis of the Torah, he sees eish chayra, a black fire on a white fire. We don't see that, we just see black letters on a white parchment. We don't see a black fire on a white fire. What kind of fire? You know, when the Mezuzah Magid, when he first came to the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Mizrach Magid was a genius of geniuses. And he had, like many of those tzaddikim from that time, there was a restless soul that he didn't feel that he was getting all that he wanted in where he was learning. And he had heard about the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And without going into the whole ma'aseh, but what happened was, what is it that brought the Mizrach Magid? So Mizrach Magid had a big kasha on a piece of the Zohar Kodesh. He had a question on the Zohar Kodesh. And it was this question on a piece of the Zohar was in his head for a long time. And he was sort of testing, he wanted to see if the Baal Shem would know how to explain this shtickle Zohar, then we'll go weiter. We'll see, maybe this could be a Rebbe. To see if he knew this, to explain this piece of Zohar. So the Mezuzah Magid came for the first time to Baal Shem HaKadosh. And when he came to the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov had a Zohar in his table and was open to that piece of the Zohar. That's what he was open to. That Zohar that Mr. Shemagid is thinking about all these years. Was open to that. And Mr. Shemagid said that the Baal Shem Tov Kaddish said, you want to learn Zohar a little bit? There are different versions of the Maisa, but the end, what happened was, the Mizrach Magid saw something's going on over here, and he wanted to learn the Zohar, and the Baal Shem HaKadosh started to speak, and all of a sudden there was a fire, the whole room was on fire, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh went in fire, and Mizrach Magid fainted, he passed out. And when he came about and it was everything was okay, the Baal Shem Tov was standing there, and the Baal Shem said to him, "You don't know how to learn a shtickl zayah. The way you were learning, that's not the way you're learning. I'm going to show you. You want to learn Zohar Kaddish? You stay here for a while. I'll teach you how to learn Zohar Kaddish." The Mizrach Magid said this would happen to him. He passed out. The Eish Choyer Al Gavi Eish Levana. So the Baal Shem was saying is that until now you were looking at the letters, you were learning the letters, and you're a genius, and you're very good at it. But the fire of Torah you didn't see. You were learning the letters of Torah. You have to daven a lot we have to daven that our children, that our grandchildren should have rebbeim that don't only teach them the letters of the Torah, but teach them the fire of the Torah. Not like the Baal Shem, not that you have to wait from the Sheikh, such a thing. Baal Shem. You see by Reb Shimon with the fire, especially the day that he died, that the tzaddikim have such an Indian. And do you think that if we would have been by the Baal Shem Tov, we would have seen that fire? We would have seen the Mizrach Magid sitting next to the Baal Shem Tov, we wouldn't have seen anything. Then we would have all of a sudden seen the Mizrach Magid fall on the floor, and we would have called Hatzalah. We wouldn't have seen any of that. Mizrach Magid was in such a madrega. He said, "You're not learning." He told me, "You're not learning with the fire. You're learning the letters. You're learning the letters, there are black letters, and there's white paper, white parchment, but you're not learning the Eish Chayr, Agabe Eish Levon, that you're not learning. I mean, every single word is the Kol Elokim Chayim, is the voice of the living God. That's the fire of Torah. And we have to really, really daven that our children and that ourselves, that we should be zoichet to not just to learn the letters, but to be zeichet the Eish Chayr, the Eish Levana. V'hisama kol ma'ayona b'mkor chaye hazeh. And Knesset Yisrael puts all of her energy and all of her attention, and she gives herself completely over to try to connect to the makor, to the root and the source of her life. To where Knesset Yisrael comes, because Knesset Yisrael comes, that Jewish people, that's one. They try to make things Jewish solidarity. Jewish solidarity can't be without Torah. It can't be without Torah. One day in the newspaper, every day in the newspaper, you see a picture of Netanyahu sitting together with Shimon Peres. Right? Every day in the newspaper, there's a different picture of Netanyahu, he should be well, and Shimon Peres, he should be well, sitting together. Sometimes they look happy, sometimes they look sad, sometimes they look angry. These two people have been fighting each other for the last 40 years, you know. They love each other, hate each other. Every day there's a new report. How do they feel about each other? There should be solidarity. That can't be without Teres Hashem. We're waiting. You want to see that Shimon Peres and the Binyamin, they should do a rikud together. Forget about Netanyahu and Peres. There was so much fighting going on in Yerushalayim that in the end they couldn't get a frum mayor to be elected, right? Because amongst the Haredim themselves there was such fighting, because each one had his turf and each one had his thing and each one held the other one was bad. They couldn't even get a frum mayor. And the whole Eretz Yisrael, and really the whole world, if they know about what's going on, are laughing. Here you have a city, the city is Ruba de Ruba. It's yeshivas, and chassidim, and the Kaisel, Uvili Bachoma, right? And the whole place is the place of the Mokim HaMiyuchel Shechina. It's the place of the Shechina. And who was elected mayor in Yerushalayim? I don't know anything about the guy. Michal Shabbos. Like, a throwback to Teddy Kollek. Yeah, he loves Jews, I'm sure. He loves Yerushalayim, no question. He cares about you. I don't know him at all. I'm sure he's a good guy. But you couldn't get it. They couldn't work it out. Then Yerushalayim should be a frum mayor. Jewish solidarity. So you want to make solidarity between Jews in the world? You can't get a couple of people who all day long they're sitting and learning a cult to be together. They couldn't get a frum mayor in Yerushalayim, which is a big toilet to have a frum mayor over there. It's very good to have a frum mayor. It helps with a lot of things to have a frum mayor, because everything there protects you. And if the guy's not frum, you have problems. You get a frum guy in office, you can finagle. Jewish solidarity. It means that you could have people that they're learning Torah all day, but they're learning the letters of Torah, but they're not learning the Eish Hashchar. It's not Eish Hashchar Agav Eish Lavana. So mainly solidarity. Knesset Yisrael and the root and source of who she is absolutely one. And the oneness of Knesset Yisrael comes through Teres Hashem, which from beginning to end is Zichru Teres Moshe Avdi. From Bereishis till the end is Hashem Echad. We're going to see that's what this whole parak is about, what that means. Hashem Echad, one. In order for there to be Jewish solidarity, it's not going to help. It's not going to make. You're not going to solve that by putting these two politicians and getting them to shake hands, and you're not going to solve it by having a solidarity parade. Even if you could bring Shlomo Kalibach back from the dead, it still wouldn't do it. Because I remember going through those things when I was a kid, and Shlomo Kalibach was singing there, and people were still fighting. But who's going to sit here? And who's going to go there? And Shlomo used to sing over there. It's not Jewish solidarity. Sadar comes from Teres Hashem. But even then, Teres means has to be Eish Cherag Avi Eish Levana. Pnimius at Teres. So I was talking about by the Hilula. Pnimius at Teres. The Mekubalim all got along with each other. I'm not talking about the people, you know, that are running around with the, you know, handing out whatever, holy water and things. I'm talking about the emes, the chachmei, the mistaklim hapnimim that Rav Kook calls. Mistaklim hapnimim. Yeah, there are different shittas in Kabbalah, different mahalchim in Kabbalah. That's we'll talk about more later on. It's the makor, it's the root of life. The root of the life of Knesset Yisrael is Torah. Eish charagabi eish levana. V'tuchihi shehu la migdal oiz. And Knesset Yisrael is confident, is certain, that the Torah is her tower of strength. Migdal oiz. Tower of strength. Elio to sit down. Yeah. I don't mind if someone's younger than 30, but you know, Elio, we're getting to that time in life. You know, we need to sit down a little bit. It's a, okay. I didn't do that for you. I did that for me. I can't. So that's betuchi shulam migdal oiz. That Knesset Yisrael is confident that the Torah is her tower of strength. It means a tower of strength that gives us everything. Yadasi, and Knesset Yisrael knows, Shakol HaTorah Kula, look at this list, how he ends this line. He'll go into it in Sif Beis, but how he ends. He says, Yadasi, that the Jewish people know. So now we're reading and saying, yeah, I didn't know that. That's because we have, when your kid comes, you know, by parents, teacher, issues. You know, there are issues. That usually means, you know, bad stuff. There are issues. But it says, Rav Kook says, Yadas he, Knesset Yisrael knows. Yadas he, she knows. Shekol ha-Torah kula, that the entire Torah, from beginning to end, Torah and Vim Ksuvim. And we'll see, also, Torah Shebaal Peh. That the whole Torah, Hirak, Shem, Echad, is all one name. Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one name of God. Now this is such this for many might be a very shocking revelation. That's why we're going to do the Maamar Kamis. We're going to learn some of the Maamar Kamis soon to see. Rav Kook didn't make this up. You can just come along and say that everything is the name of God. So you see there by footnote 34, it's very busy, right? All these footnotes. So that's not even a drop in the ocean of where these things are to be found. It's just a few Maamar Kamis. But they help. We'll take a look a little bit. But Knessel knows, Yadas, he should call a Tarakul, he rak, Shem Echad, Shel Kadosh Baruch. Shem Echad. One name. Hege Echad. Oime Echad. One pronunciation. One utterance. She'ein Oid. And there is nothing else. There is nothing else. Not in the Torah, not in the universe. Shakol by kolul, in which everything is included. And Rav Kook is telling us in this sefer, and he's going to map out by the time we get to the end of the sefer, we'll see a whole practical program of how Rav Kook wanted Jews to learn. Practical. We're going to talk about that. Tanakh, Mishnayos, Gemara, Machshava, Musar. We're going to see by the time we get to the end of the sefer, we're going to have a whole thing. It's called Teres Ha'aretz, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. That program. This program of Teres Ha'aretz. It's all the name of God. and when a person is learning in the right way, and when a person's neshama is alive and well, then he hears the Kol Elokim Chayim coming out, that Shem Echad, that one name of God, from every single word, every single pasuk, everything. All he hears the Shem, he hears the Kol Elokim Chayim, Hashem, the name of God, coming out from everything. Now, before we see this inside, before we look at some of the Maamar Kamis to understand this better, we'll just be able to get started. I wrote down for myself when I was learning this first, one or two Maamar Kamis that are not here. Listen to the words of the Medrash HaGadol in Shmais. Just listen. You don't have it in front of you. Just listen. Oy lahem haminim shekayfrim b'halacha. Oy lahem. Oy vey. I don't know how you translate oy lahem. They say probably woe to them. I never went that out. Woe to them. Oy. Oy lahem. Everybody knows what oy means. Oy lahem haminim. The meaning the apikarsim. Oylahem haminim shekayfrim b'halacha, who are kayfer, who reject, who don't believe in halacha, shekayfrim b'halacha v'aymim, and they say, loynitnu l'moshe ela esa hadibros bilvad. The only thing that Moshe got were the Ten Commandments. These are the kayfrim. Kayfrim will say, look, I don't know about the rest of this stuff. One thing, he says, okay, I believe that, I know. I heard from the Zayda, whatever. I know there's such a thing that he came down to the Ten Commandments. I saw the movie or something, and I know that there was such a mice that happened. I'm not kaifer in that. That was a big thing. And the whole world knew about it, and it made all the headlines and newspapers and that I'm not kaifer in. There were ten commandments. But he says like this: Leinidnu l'maisha ella esah hadibros bilvad. But that's it, just the Ten Commandments. Vein and Yoidin, these kaifim, these apikarsim, don't know. Shatayr v'hanaviyim v'aksuvim u'mishna halachis v'agodis. Listen, they don't know that Torah and Neviim and Ksuvim and Mishnah, halachis, Gemara, v'agodis, the parts of the Gemara that's not halachic, right? The Agadata, all the Midrashim, agodis, v'digdukim, and every digduk, meaning any tiny little thing that you could find in any of these psukim or mishnayos or gemaras, everything, I mean esar hadibros. It's all in the Ten Commandments. It's all in the esar hadibros. Now listen to this now. Teid lecha. you should know. Tedlecha. Kishem Shaham Mishkan also chatiches chatiches. The same way that the Mishkan was built, pieces, different pieces and pieces, was put together. Chatiches chatiches. Goes on, it's a long mention, I'll give you part of it. The Kulon Nechbarin Venasin Echad, and all of the pieces of the Mishkan were joined one to the other. Kach, Teure, Unevim, Uksuvim, Umishneh, and so on, Kulon Echad. All of these pieces. This is what we're learning. All of these pieces, just like the pieces of the Mishkan, all these pieces of Teres Hashem, Kulon Echad. One. Shekein Atamaitse, and the Medrash says, this is what we find. It says in Pasuk, Es Hamishkan Tase Esse Yiriyais. You should make the Mishkan with 10 curtains. The Medrash says, Elo Esse Hadibris. That's the 10 commandments. Esse Yiriyais. Because of Echibarta Es Chamesh HaYiriyais, and you should join together the 5 Yiriyais, the 5 curtains with the 5, that's Chamishichum Shetayim. Vesheisha Yirios, then it's talking about the 6 curtains, Eilosh Yisri Sedra Mishnah. The Kafaltes HaYiriya HaShishis, and you should double the 6th Yiriya, Zet Talmud, that's the Gemara, Shukofel Meduta B'Torah, that's the doubling and the going in deeper and deeper into the Torah. V'kulam Nitnu Meroeh Echad, and all of this came from one shepherd. The same way the Mishkan's chatiches, chatiches, pieces, pieces, and the joining together of the 5 and the Chamish Chum Shetar and the 6 series, the 6 series of the Mishkan, whatever, how the numbers work out, everything, it's all Vahaya Mishkan Echad. And the Mishkan was one. And the Torah is one. And the Shechina, and when that, only when the Mishkan is one, we know then it was possible for there to be Hashvaras Hashchina. Only when a Jew learns the Torah with this Mabat, with this way of thinking that it's all Shem Hashem, that it's all one, everything is one, it's all the Megama HaElokis, so then there could be Hashvaras Hashchina. Then he could feel that fire, a little bit of a taste, a little bit of a tiny, tiny, tiny taste of the Baal Shem Tov's fire. The Eish Chayil Al Gabei Eish Levana. But if your whole learning is pieces, this is a piece of Gemara, a piece of Chumash, a piece of Nav, a pasuk, a word. Without that machshava, without that havana, so then you can't come to the fire. The Nehlo, what we understand from here, is the deeper meaning of Teres Hashem Tamima. That's what Rav Kook is explaining, which we're going to talk about in this parak. Teres Hashem Tamima. That the Torah of Hashem is perfect and whole. Let me share with you another chazal. And here we're going to understand a very deep thing we're going to come back to later in the parak. In the Seder Eliyazuta it says, Afilo, in the second parak, Afilo, Ein v'yodah shel adam, lo mikur, lo mishnah. Let's say a person, Nabuch, he doesn't know. He didn't have a chance, he doesn't know, he doesn't know not Tanakh, he doesn't know lo mikur, lo mishnah. And that Mishnayis. Elu Yoshev Akirei, Kol HaYom, he sits and he reads all day long. One pasuk. V'achais Leitan Timna. Now, Achais Leitan Timna, the Yichus over there, by Esav, right? Achais Leitan Timna. So he reads one pasuk. The sister of Leitan is Timna. And he reads that all day long. He likes that pasuk. We'll see in a minute why that pasuk. Because that's brought down also, the rabbi brings that down, all the mafarshim bring down, Achis Leitan Timna. Or they bring down the Timna Haisa Pilagish. Timna was a concubine. Even he reads that all day long, that pasuk. Afilo, he says, Kol Yom, he reads this pasuk. He doesn't know how to, he doesn't understand Tanakh, doesn't know how to learn Mishnayos. All day long, he just says one pasuk. I mean, that's not the ideal, obviously. A person should try to learn as much as he can. Okay, but this person, all day long, he just says, Achis Leitan Timna. Afilu hachi, schar tar biyada. Chazal say, afilu hachi, nevertheless, it's not the best mahalach, but still, He has a schar for learning Torah all day long. Even if he says the pasuk all day long, schar limud Torah b'yadam. Schar Torah b'yadam. So the Shalach HaKadosh explains. The Shalach HaKadosh explains. Listen. Listen to these words. I should have understood. I'm sorry. I forgot to. The Shalach HaKadosh says this. Kol HaTorah he came. Kol HaTorah he came. Uses this pasuk as an example. Achas Leitin Timna. Could be any pasuk. Right? Could be any. Why it's this pasuk we'll see in a second. But it could be any pasuk. So the Shalach HaKadosh says, Kol HaTorah he came. Kol HaTorah he came. Really, the whole Torah is like this. Medaberes milamata, it's speaking here down in this world about things of this world, people, places, things of this world. Medaberes milamata, v'remezes lamala, but it's really talking about, v'remezes lamala. It's really talking about hinting to things that are above. Hashem Echad. Kol Elokim Chai, the Megamah Elokis, Remezes Lemaila, Ve'ein Ben HaPasuk V'Timna Haisa Pilegish. Therefore, when you're learning Torah with this understanding, there's no difference. Ve'ein Ben HaPasuk V'Timna Haisa Pilegish. The pasuk that says that this lady Timna was the concubine was a Pilegish. It's not a nice thing to talk about, but it says in Chumash V'Timna Haisa Pilegish. The Ein Ben HaPosuk V'Timna Haisa Pilagish L'Posuk Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKen Hashem HaChai. The Shlokas. There's no difference between Timna Haisa Pilagish to the Posuk Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKen Hashem HaChai. He says, Uma Shehizkira B'Sein HaZal Posuk Zeh. Why do Chazal always come back to that Posuk? Timna Haisa Pilagish. V'achayis leitan timna. What's happens with timna? What do they have with timna? With this lady, timna. Taf mem nun ayin, her name. What's timna? So the Shalach HaKadosh says, Amash yizkiru Rabbi Senazal posik zeh. He says, Ramash Resh HaTevis. He said, the word timna, taf mem nun ayin, is the Resh HaTevis, Torah Hashem tmima mishivas nefesh edus. You hear this? Timna, is the Resh HaTevis, Tav Mem Nun Ayin, Teres Hashem, it has in it the letters, Tav, Teres Hashem Tmima, Mishivas Mem, Mishivas Nefesh Nun, Eidus, which comes to the name Havaya, up to the name Yukevavke. Eidus is Ayin. So the letters of Teres Hashem Tmima, Mishivas Nefesh Eidus, the Shalosh says, the Oyesi is Timna, Tav Mem Nun Ayin. Resh HaTevis Timna. V'teres Hashem Tmima Kloima Kula Mitchilosa Ad Seifa. So Chazal, the Shalach HaKadosh says the Chazal took this pasuk, and they always use this pasuk is to say that every word of Torah is Hashem. Every word of Torah is the sound of Hashem, the voice of Hashem. So Shalach says, why? They always take Timna. Because Timna is Teres Hashem Tmima Mishivas Nefesh Eidus. Hashem Ne'amon Machim is Pasuk. Teres Hashem Tmima means that, like the Shalosh says, Kloima Kula, Tmima, Kula, entirely, Mitchilosa Ad Saifa. And that's why they're hinting at that, and the word, the Shalosh HaKadosh says, in the word Timna, the Chazal Amirames to that, which you would say that there's no word or no Pasuk that's less inspiring in the entire Chumash. You never had anybody like being killed al Kiddush Hashem and he screamed at the last second of his life, you know, Timna Pila, the Haisa Pilagish. And his soul left him with the words Timna. Everybody said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenachai. Even people who are not religious, they know to say Shema Yisrael. Everybody knows Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenachai. And the Shalosh says there's no chiluk. There's no difference between Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenachai and the Timna Haisa Pilagish. There's no difference. Teres Hashem Tmima. Teres Hashem Tmima is Kula, Kula. It's all Hashem's name. What that pasuk means to you, how you understand that pasuk, how you learn pshat in the pasuk. But when a person is in that place of Knesset Yisrael, in the shurish of Knesset Yisrael, where everything is one, the Shalosh says, Ein Bein, there's no chilik between the pasuk Shema Yisrael and the pasuk of Timna Haisakilagish. There's no chiluk. Hashem's Baruch is talking to you from the pasuk of Timna Haisakilagish, the same way He's talking to you from the same way He's talking to you from the from Shema Yisrael. And that's what we're learning. That and that's what there's a whole tumult even in halacha. Whether it's the stand up for Seres Dibris, right? When you read in Shul the Seres Dibris. Right? It's a Chuvas Rambam, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Do you stand up by a Seres Dibris? There was a pach, there was a fear that if you stand up for Seres Dibris, you're going to think that that's it. Just the Ten Commandments. And that you're standing up just the Ten Commandments, so you think that that's it. Anoichi and Zoch B'Shom, that's it. And that's called a Terakula. Every letter of Torah is called a Tarakula. Every word is called a Tarakula. And what is it? So if Cook says now, he identifies what is that one thing that binds everything together? The Shem Hashem. Now we didn't learn what that means yet. The Shem Hashem. Hoya, hoya, v'yia. Was, is, and will be. The Shem Hashem that is everything that was, is, and will be. The Shem Hashem. Is that one word that itself is called Tarakula. So that any pasuk that you're learning, any Mishnah, any Gemara, any diktuk, kal, anything that any diuk in a Gemara, it all has the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. It's all the Shem Hashem. And if a person lives that way and knows that, then every single thing that he's learning is exploding with Hashem. And you could hear the call of Lekim Chaim, and it brings you closer and closer to the Baruch Shalom. And that you be a person that thinks, well, the only thing that can inspire me is, you know, turning off the lights and singing Shema Yisrael. It's not enough to say Shema Yisrael, to sing a Nigin for Shema Yisrael. Every single Mishnah, every Gemara, every word in learning, everything that we learn is the Shem Hashem. Is the Shem Hashem. And the person that learns with that in mind, how much Dercheres, how much Ahava, how much Yira, a person feels when he has that in mind, wow, this is what I'm learning. This is Torah Hashem. But it's not enough to just think in theory what that is. We have to try. And our Madreg, of course, to go into the pnimius of what that means, that the whole Torah is Shem Hashem. So we'll begin with that. Next week we'll start to do some of the Ma'ar Mekaymus. Good Shabbos.